The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kastner with you. Can you believe we're coming up on the six-month anniversary of Hurricane Sandy? Taking a look at what has been done in the past 6 months, is the East Coast any safer than it was before? Have we learned anything? Let's take you near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Dr. Robert Traver. He is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Villanova University and one of the nation's leading experts on storm management and flooding. He worked on Hurricane Katrina as well. Doctor, I see building going on. Is that smart?
Oh, well, that's a very good question. Building going on, I don't know if that's bad. What would be bad would be building going on if not understanding your risk of where you're building.
And do you think where we see building going on, because, hey, look, everybody wants to go to the Jersey Shore. If you live anywhere near the Jersey Shore, you want that back up and running. But at the same time, what if another hurricane comes? Are they protected where these people are building?
I am part of a national effort right now. In fact, we're having a conference at the end of April, trying to take a look at what we've learned and what we haven't learned. And part of what we've learned that I'm not sure that we're taking a look at is that it's not just, are you safe in your house?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, are you safe in your community? And to get there, what you really have to do is look at not just the barriers of the dunes, but you have to look at the evacuation routes, your building codes, should your buildings be elevated? And this was part of what we learned in Katrina. Like in New Orleans, in areas that were underwater for 30 or 60 days, if some of the pump stations had been built so they would operate after the hurricane and some of the levees had not failed, then it probably could have been emptied in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot difference being underwater for 30 days for a community or being devastated than it is being underwater for a couple hours. So it's really kind of a question of managing your risk. And part of that has to be your levee protection, your dunes. Part of it is your building codes. Maybe we should spend some of the money making better evacuation routes or safe houses. So that's kind of one of the lessons we're learning is we got to look at this better. We can't just look at a barrier system. We got to look at all the different components to include whether we can maintain and keep those components operating.
We're talking with Dr. Robert Traver. He's a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Villanova University, talking to us tonight near Philadelphia about the six-month anniversary of Superstorm Sandy. How do you feel things have gone in the past 6 months? Are you satisfied with the participation you have seen by, let's say, citizens, insurance groups, public officials, et cetera? Are we going in the right directions? And most importantly, Mr. Hurricane Expert, you've gone through this for the very, very worst one we've had, the aftermath anyway of Katrina, because we know the damage wasn't caused specifically by the hurricane. Do you think that people are really understanding the dangers involved in living where they are?
That is one of the toughest things, is how do you communicate your danger? Now, where they just were hit by Superstorm Sandy, I think they understand.
Yeah.
But now you get down to other areas that maybe they weren't hit as hard, and they think, well, you know, this one didn't hit us. Well, why did it not hit you? Was it not hit you just by a chance? Were you lucky? Was it something about the track of the storm? Because the next storm is not going to be the same as this storm. And, so maybe it's a different area. I've heard some people talk that Hurricane Agnes in the 70s was actually very similar to Superstorm Sandy, except it just took an interior route instead of exterior route. If Sandy had gone up the Delaware River, you would have had different areas. So I'm not as worried about the areas that were hit by this one. I'm worried about the areas that were not hit.
Dr. Robert Traver, he is professor of civil and environmental engineering at Villanova University near Philly tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.